The two were taken to a nearby military camp. A soldier shoved the boy and the alchemist into a tent where the chief was holding a meeting with his staff.
"These are the spies," said one of the men.
"We're just travelers," the alchemist answered.
"You were seen at the enemy camp 3 days ago, and you were talking with one of the troops there."
"Oh, I'm just a man who wanders the desert and knows the stars," said the alchemist. "I have no information about troops or about the movement of the tribes. I was simply acting as a guide for my friend here."
"Who is your friend?" the chief asked.
"An alchemist," said the alchemist. "He understands the forces of nature, and he wants to show you his extraordinary powers."
The boy listened quietly and fearfully.
"What's a foreigner doing here?" asked another of the men.
"He has brought money to give to your tribe," said the alchemist before the boy could say a word.
And seizing the boy's bag, the alchemist gave the gold coins to the chief. The Arab accepted them without a word. There was enough there to buy a lot of weapons.
"What is an alchemist?"
he asked finally.
"It's a man who understands nature and the world. If he wanted to, he could destroy this camp just with the force of the wind."
The men laughed. They were used to the ravages of war and knew that the wind could not deliver them a fatal blow. Yet each felt his heart beat a bit faster. They were men of the desert, and they were fearful of sorcerers.
"I want to see him do it," said the chief.
"He needs 3 days," answered the alchemist. "He's going to transform himself into the wind, just to demonstrate his powers. If he can't do it, we humbly offer you our lives for the honor of your tribe."
"You can't offer me something that's already mine," the chief said arrogantly.
But he granted the travelers 3 days. The boy was shaking with fear, but the alchemist helped him out of the tent.